Today, I'm going to read a little bit from Original Cause, The Unseen Role of Denial. This is the second book of the Right Use of Will series. And if I can share my screen real quick. I created a website, www.rightuseofwill.life. And here it's just nothing more than a landing page where you can see book one at the top left that flows to the all the way to the right. And the last book is Indigo, The Search for True Understanding and Balance. I've read all these books and I'm reading them again. Because the first time I went through these books would be considered a little too fast. This is some in-depth inner exploration, self-discovery that's going to have each of us respond differently and in our own way. These books are not easy reads. And in fact, a lot of people who have read some of these books, and I know a few I've talked to recently said they couldn't get through the first book. They stopped because some strange things were happening around them within their life. Now, what is considered strange things is nothing more than these books will create stirrings within ourselves, and our subconsciousness will project a lot of these images outside of ourselves so that it's a mirror. We actually create the experience and the feeling. Okay, that's what's important. The feeling, which could be very triggering, could be not pleasant at all. It could be very wonderful. But majority of time, it's going to be something that we have avoided, right? And these books will create the stirrings within. The energetic points will begin vibrating. This allows us to reclaim our lost will. And we'll talk about lost will in just a little bit. It's a lot of confusion when people give their opinion and their perspective on free will. I don't hear people talk about lost will very much, but especially free will. And going back to the website, I have almost completed the audio for the first book. Kind of paused on it lately. I've been doing some other things. But there are audiobooks on the website of Cosmic Repository. The videos are on Cosmic Repository, the transcripts on Cosmic Repository. The books are on the official bookstore, Four Winds Online, and they're also on Amazon. There's a Reddit community. And also, there is a community. I don't know this individual. His name's Barry. Supposedly, he did some in-depth analysis on these books. So I've put that on there. And here are some descriptions of the books. So it's just a nice little site, which is great for people who are interested in right use of will. All right. Okay. In chapter two of Original Cause, The Unseen Role of Denial, Creator is speaking on the first creation. I highly recommend reading Introduction, which is chapter one, before reading chapter two, but I'm going to give a short reading of the first creation. Okay. Read about 2 pages because even though I've read this probably 10 times, what I'm about to read, each day I've noticed my perspective changes or sees more. That's a better way of putting it. I can see it more clearly because I'm actually using my consciousness and shining light on a lot of these subconscious points of energy that are within myself. Okay. The first creation. I have always been, but realizing I had existence took a long time. There was a point in my progression when I became aware that I had existence. When I became aware of myself, I already knew many things, but I had to realize them. So here is when Creator is already in existence, sort of like a empty canvas, but suddenly became aware. How did Creator, the one Creator, become aware? When consciousness became aware that it had existence, it had to realize everything. Nothing was realized yet, except that I had become aware of myself. Consciousness had to feel also, or it could not know. In fact, a feeling of having consciousness is the way in which I realized I had consciousness. There were no words at first, only a feeling that I had existence. I had desire to know more. For us who have consciousness, right? Let me rephrase this. We have consciousness, which makes us aware of our existence. And Creator is basically saying now that he's aware, he needs to, consciousness wants to realize everything. All right. And that includes consciousness making copies or Creator making copies of himself. Not him or her. Creator makes copies of itself in order to realize everything, which is all of life, the life force. Already, although I did not know it, I had lost will that did not believe I could know more. I had given birth to fear and did not know that because I had no understanding. This fear then became lost will because I did not realize that I had to allow myself to feel it. Creator is love, and the polar opposite of love is fear. Okay? But Creator had no understanding of this concept at time, this what we could call polarity. I had a desire not to believe that I could know nothing more about myself, and so I ignored fear. Ignoring this fear gave birth to denial, which the fear then received from me. So here we are with not allowing the feeling to flow. Okay, so fear is originated. That's the birth of fear. The birth of denial follows and is born. I did not know then that I was love, And I did not realize I had giving unlovingness in the form of denial of my love to my fear. I did realize that something did not feel good. I had had an experience and I pondered on it. I had a beginning concept of progression or time, although no way to measure it. I realized that I had pondered this not feeling good some place in myself for a while. So time is nothing more than progression of consciousness. That's it. We can say time doesn't exist, but progression is really the term we should be using. We grow a body, our body progresses through our life, right? Our consciousness also is grown through experiences and feelings. And then we have realizations. I had the concept of a place within myself then also. I tried to find the place that did not feel good so I could know it. I had just started my search when I realized there were many more places that did not feel good than I had realized before I began looking for them. And realizing I felt bad, I realized I had been feeling good. I wondered if it was right to try to feel myself. I wondered if it was right to try to feel that some places felt good and others did not. I wondered if trying to feel them made these places not feel good. I felt confusion and fear. I wanted something that could explain it to me so I could know. I felt lonely and somewhat timid about trying to feel myself for fear of what I might find. Here we have Creator just exploring himself. There's points within that have caused confusion because it's sort of a new awareness of these parts of self. All of this passed fleetingly through my consciousness while I was trying to ignore it in favor of my desire to know more. My desire to know more was leading me on. I found out many things in my own way at that time. I stumbled onto most of them by having an experience and then realizing it. I felt most impatient with myself. Already, guilt had been born in me as a little voice telling me that I should be doing better than I was doing. So, the origins of fear, origins of denial, origins of guilt come from the Creator. Okay. And they play out through us because we are copies of Creator, and we have to actually feel within the experience to recognize and realize what the Creator felt or went through or experienced in the creation story. So it's interesting to take our consciousness all the way back to the first creation and know that Creator of everything also experiences what we experience. We're just doing it on a smaller scale. Okay. We are points of energy within a collective of energy. And we are experiencing the same feelings as the Creator. And this is how the Creator and our consciousness will evolve through its own progression. I'll read a little bit more All of this passed fleetingly through my consciousness while I was trying to ignore it in favor of my desire to know more. Oh, I just read this. I realized many more things than I could list. You must feel within yourselves to find your memory of what you experience in a latent state of consciousness. For you were all there in a state of slumber, and you have the ability to know how existence began. These original experiences have affected you ever since. You need to go back to the origins of your consciousness to know what your earliest experience were, just as I had to understand mine, because lost will has its origins there also. We're here on Earth. We've taken up a form in order, a physical form, in order to create experiences to remember who we are and then gather up all our life, all of our lost will, reclaim it, and then become more whole. Okay. Ultimately, that's what we're doing each time we incarnate and take physical form to create a life path, which will create experiences that trigger within us points of energy so that we can actually feel the of what we were avoiding. Okay. We create life stories to sort of hide from ourselves. And there is a flow state, there is an ease that's constantly running in the background of our consciousness. We can get to that point. First, we have to remove all the stories that our consciousness wraps around in order to try to create understandings that our subconsciousness is responding to. Okay, so that's why old stories need to stay in the past. We can use story land to help us create realizations, but when we start using denial, judgments, lack, guilt from these stories, that's what's really holding us back from evolving our consciousness or prolonging our growth of consciousness and expanding awareness. Eventually, we will let go of it after enough time. It seems difficult. And a lot of it we don't see because of all the stories that we create belief systems and wrap around. Okay. So here the creator saying, most of my worshipers tell me I have always been because they have preference for a God who understands everything and tells them what they are ready to hear. You have to understand that that is not possible to know. Let me just start over. You have to understand that it is not possible to know understanding unless you have the ability to feel whether it is right or not. And so some things cannot be told now because you must work your way back, starting with where you are now. Excuse me. And it is going to take you a long time to get to the lost will that knows what your original experience to that knows what your original experiences were. You need to feel lost will moving in me now to know whether you shared the experience with me or not. We were all there. Okay. It's just a matter if we can take our consciousness and work our way back to these original experiences, these original causes. My earliest memory is that of having a feeling that I was. This feeling was vague at first, but it startled me out of a reverie that I felt I had been in. I had a feeling at the time that I wished I had not startled myself out of that reverie. Lost Will has this feeling now. Some lost will does not want to move for fear movement will take it out of its reverie. So the stillness, the sleep state. Once we have awareness of ourself, then we want to, as Creator said, consciousness wants to realize everything. Few more paragraphs and then I'll stop for today. As I tell this story, you need to realize that everything I say is being acted out on Earth right now because it has not yet been resolved. As you look around you and see that this is true, you must also let yourself feel it. Because this cannot be fully understood just by seeing and thinking. I have found this out. I had a growing fear of feeling, as you may have already noticed. I wanted to feel only the bliss in which I had awakened, but I could no longer sleep all the time. I had a dilemma. Even though I had questions, I did not know how to entertain myself if I could not sleep all the time. At the same time, my great excitement over realizing that I was interfering with my sleep. I am, I kept telling myself. I am, but what am I? Who am I? Where am I? And what does it mean to be? I had questions, so many questions about myself. It's interesting how, since we all are creator, images of creator. And in order to become the creator as an image, we have to know ourselves to the degree that when we register feelings, okay, that's us attempting to experience joy and love, but at the same time, when we are triggered, we get hints that if we keep pushing through in that direction, through the avoidance patterns, the habits that were created to avoid lost will, then eventually we take that lost will, integrate it, give it love, light. We can even call on my love and light to shine through us in order to expose and go through the feeling and the healing of lost will, which will make us more whole and expand our awareness, grow our consciousness, and even with joy, we, for us who are experiencing joy to a high degree every day, there's even more joy that we can't even really conceptualize. So we'll get comfortable and create habits and stay content. So relationships are the best way to really expose aspects of ourself within that are ready to come forth through our subconsciousness. And our conscious mind will attempt to shine light on these understandings. Now, in closing, this is, of course, a unraveling process. It's not like turning on a light switch on and off. It's more like a dimmer switch. And as we continue to grow our consciousness and our body continues to be the vehicle, then it's more like a dimmer switch, right? The light within begins to turn on brighter and shine through us. But even Creator God said in the book, we can call on my loving light. We can feel the vibration within us, and that will allow us to progress with expanding our awareness. But that was a short read out of the first creation. There's still a few more pages, but the birth of denial, the birth of fear, the birth of guilt. Okay. It's important to identify this within us and also attempt to return back to the original cause that the Creator experienced in the very beginning, so that we can have more of an understanding of ourselves. That'll be all for today. Thank you.